In southern Iraq, local Islamist parties are in the lead in results from last week's elections, and they're already pressing for a greater say in running their local and regional affairs. The same thing is happening in the Kurdish north of the country. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, that's raising fears of a divided Iraq.
The Southern Iraq Oil Company is a symbol of the wealth in the south. Oil fields nearby pump nearly 2 million barrels a day. For decades, that wealth went to Baghdad. Jabir Hussein runs the company. He's from one of the leading merchant families in Basra.
I hate to talk politics. My profession is oil. But I believe that there should be a change in the policy. Basra should have its share from the wealth that it has.
Over small cups of Arabic coffee, Jabir Hussein leans over his large desk to talk about post-election Iraq and what it must mean for Basra.
So it's not fair that a wealthy city like Basra sit on a sea of oil and other wealth, and yet it's very deprived. You know, this is not fair.
From the office window, Basra sprawls below. It is a dilapidated, bitter city. On these streets, people say they were ignored during Saddam's rule, and nothing has changed since his fall. At Basra University, the buildings are in ruins. There is stagnant water everywhere. Student Fayez Ahmed looks at this broken-down college, and he's angry.
People in Baghdad sit behind big walls, white walls, and under air condition, they have no idea about the situation in Basra. So the better situation is people in Basra who might be better to run Basra by themselves.
Ahmed is among many at the university and across the city who look north to Iraq's Kurds for a model. Iraqi Kurds have run their own affairs for more than a decade. Now many Iraqis in the south want the same deal.
Well, the benefit will be that there will be more jobs, there will be more projects.
And do you think that if that happens, Basra can be rich and prosperous?
I hope so, yes. I could imagine that. We have oil, very, very smart population. We have port, the only port in Iraq.
But the port of Qasr on the Persian Gulf south of Basra is broken down too. The harbor is still clogged with the hulks of rusted ships, a project paid for by U.S. development money partially opened Qasr for ships bringing in humanitarian cargo. British troops provide security.
This is grain from Australia. So the grain gets obviously sucked out here onto the trucks and distributed onwards. So everything works together.
But it will take millions to make Qasr a working international port again. Jabir Hussein, the oil company executive, doubts Basra will see development money soon, as long as the central government in Baghdad controls the budget.
We want to have central government, yes. A strong government, yes. But centralization, like we are practicing now, is a severe and extreme centralization is something that I don't like myself.
The alternative to a strong central government is a federal arrangement, more power to provincial governments. But some in Basra fear federalism will consolidate the rule of Islamist parties. In the south, Shiite religious parties won the recent election. Militias controlled by those parties enforce strict religious codes, banning the sale of alcohol and music CDs. Religious courts judge offenders. At the university, women wearing makeup are threatened, men in baseball caps and jeans harassed. Dr. Hassam Al-Jazari, dean of the law school, is among those who worry that federalism will come with a heavy price.
This is what I am sorry about it. Some people concentrated on Shiite. Some people want to take this tune for their benefit and to divide Iraq and to harm Iraq.
The harm, he says, local control will reinforce strict Islamist rule. And in the predominantly Shiite Muslim south, the hope of a multi-ethnic Iraq could be lost. Deborah Amos, NPR News.